Normally, the state would wait for the federal government to issue these numbers, but that wasn't scheduled to happen until June 28th, more than 3 weeks after the recall election. Walker's administration wanted the numbers out sooner so it could highlight the 23,000 jobs gained in 2011. Conspicuously absent from the numbers released yesterday was a breakdown of where the jobs were added, and specifically how many jobs were added in the private sector during Walker's first year in office. Department of Workforce Development Secretary Reggie Newsom said those numbers would be released next month by the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics.
BLS will be going through the information and doing their analysis, and when they publish the information, they will be providing a breakdown.
But the Bureau of Labor Statistics' Richard Clayton says the state of Wisconsin could have released private sector job numbers if it wanted to.
They could tell you state government versus local government versus federal government versus the private sector at a very detailed industry level.
Clayton would not speculate on why the Walker administration chose to release some numbers and not others.
Until the data are sent to BLS, they are considered owned by the state. They own the data, and they can release the data as they see fit.
As a candidate in 2010, Governor Walker promised to help the private sector create 250,000 jobs. Preliminary data shows he's well off that mark. A new set of preliminary jobs numbers is due out today for the month of April. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.